Hi, and welcome to this demo of a demo that I've been meaning to do now for about a month or so, as of the end of July 2020, when I'm doing this now. And this is about my new snazzy Arkon, that's A-R-K-O-N, kitchen desktop smartphone stand. And if you want to know the exact model, it's Arkon, and then HD8RV29. So that's the actual model of the actual Arkon kitchen desk stand. And if you read the description on the link in the show notes from the arkon.com.au list here in Australia website, it says it's for people that are cooking, baking, crafting, live streaming, podcasting, etc., etc. Anywhere you want to be able to do a hands-free demonstration of what you're doing underneath your smartphone camera, and or having the camera point at you when you need to, when you want to do face-to-face videoing type things such as Zoom, FaceTime, etc. So like I said, I've probably had this stand now for about a month or so, and I'm only now just getting around from actually talking about it. So what it is, I'm just going to describe it to you hopefully in a meaningful way. So first of all, you've got a very nice, I'm just moving around here from about the microphone. First of all, you've got a very nice steel base that the actual pole of the actual stand slots into, and that's tightened up to that plate with an Allen key. And then the pole comes up probably about, I'd say about a good 40 centimeters. And then inside the pole, you've also got an extendable pole that takes it up extremely high. So I think in old measurements, if you extended the pole up, it's about 29 inches. So that's quite a height. And then of course, to keep that telescopic part of the pole steady, you've got a metal ring around the pole that you can tighten to keep it up the height you want. I've just got mine sitting a couple of centimetres off the actual initial height of the main pole. And then on the top of the pole, what you've then got are these little articulated arms. And each of these arms has an adjustable clamp with a wing nut coming off it. The first one that comes off the pole, if you can imagine a ball joint, so you've got a ball at each end and then the main part of the joint in the middle, and these are quite tiny, probably about as long as my little finger. So the one end of the ball joint fits into the clamp, in this case coming off the main top of the pole, and then the other end of the ball joint then attaches to the first articulated arm. And that initial ball joint that fits under the pole, that's also got a wing nut, so you can adjust it. Now, when I say adjust it, you can adjust it left and right or up and down, depending on what angle you want the overall arm at. And these arms, there's that little one that comes off the pole into the first one of the little articulated arms. And you've got one, two, and three little articulated arms. And each of the arms, like I said, are connected via these little ball joints with the wing nut in the middle to adjust them. Because if you can imagine, at each end, you've got a spot where those ball joints then fit into the next one. And that wing nut then clamps the one at one end and the one at the other end to keep a solid connection. And each one of these are independently adjustable. And again, you can adjust it sideways, up and down, all that sort of stuff. It's like the Willy Wonka elevator. You know, it goes sideways, backways, downways, upways, every which way. What I've currently got mine doing at the moment is I've got the very small joint horizontal coming off the main pole. And then the first two arms are horizontal. And then the next arm, which is the third arm, that's now facing vertically down. So I've adjusted the arm to point down towards the ground, or down towards the table, because then underneath that arm, for the final one, I've then got a clamp, which again is attached via a ball joint to that little articulated arm, and that's the clamp that actually then holds my iPhone, in this case my iPhone 8, in place, and that's now pointing down towards the table, with the camera facing down. So if I wanted to face that camera towards me, I'd come above the clamp to the little articulated arm, And I'm going to loosen the wing nut. I'm now going to push the clamp up because I can rotate it now that I've loosened that ball joint off. Tighten it up again now. And now my camera is actually facing me. So if I was talking in a Zoom meeting via my iPhone 8, I've now basically got it pointing at my face. And let's say I wanted to say, oh, by the way, guys, I've got a new thing to show you here on my desk. It's a new device, etc., etc. I can now loosen the wing nut and put the phone back down to horizontal, pointing at the table, tighten it back up again, which I really don't have to do if I don't want to, because it's actually facing down. And there we go. So the person can keep hearing me while I've got the device underneath the camera. Whoops, that's why I just touched my other phone. So that works really nicely. It's going from the pole to where my iPhone's currently sitting. That is probably a good 40 centimeters. So it is extending quite a long way out. This is a very adjustable arm. It's probably the best one I've ever seen, actually, personally speaking. So you can adjust the height of the pole. So like I said, about 30 centimeters when it's in its collapsed version with the pole inside the other pole, the main pole, extended up to 29 inches. So that's a lot of height going from the tabletop up 29 inches. And then you've got that extension arm with the three little articulated arms coming off it, and then the clamp that holds the phone. And like I said, that's about 40 centimeters away from the pole. So you can really adjust this in any angle. Then, of course, you can adjust that clamp to point forward, sideways, at your face, all that sort of stuff. So you can have this in any combination you like. So, of course, besides doing stuff for video and so on, you could also use this for OCR, because I know from an OCR point of view, they always recommend that you have the document about 18 inches from the actual phone for the focal length. And this actually works pretty well for that as well. Of course, doing large items for demonstrating, because you've got the adjustable height of the pole, that also compensates for that as well. Plus, if you really wanted to, you could also make the pole higher by just using the articulated arms going straight up from the top of the pole. So that will, again, will be very high. And in actual fact, they say you can actually put this on the ground next to your desk if you want your camera, for example, pointing over your shoulder. And that works quite well when you're sitting in a chair. So there you go. That's just some ideas and some thoughts. But primarily, I wanted to do a demonstration and an explanation of the actual Arkon HD8RV29 kitchen desktop smartphone stand. Just as a final word, that clamp fits my iPhone 8 Plus, fits my iPhone 10, and of course fits my iPhone SE 2020. But there we go. That completes this demo. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.